Good morning, Falcons. Welcome to the first official version of the Falcon Front, John Glenn's new daily show. This is Drew North with your daily announcements. The date today is Wednesday, October 16, 2013, and thank you for tuning in this morning. Here are your announcements. Sydney Carson recently competed in a skeet shooting competition in Tucson, Arizona. She shot her best ever and made it to the gold medal round for junior women and took second place. This puts her in a great position to be chosen for the World Championship team at the spring selection. Great job, Sydney, at the USA Shooting Fall Selection. We need after-school tutors. If you're interested in volunteering to tutor students after school or need community service hours to put in your college or scholarship applications, please come down to the guidance office and sign up to do tutoring. Southwestern Michigan College is holding an open house this Saturday, October 19th, on their Dowagiac campus from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Students will be given tours and lots of information on SMC. It is going to be relaxed, so students can come and go as they please. If anyone is interested in attending, Mrs. Rippey will be going with some students. Please see her to make arrangements if you want to go too. Thank you to everyone that participated in the girls' golf team player-teacher scramble yesterday at Swan Lake. We had 8 teams participate, and the scores were all very close, with the team of Morgan Eggleston and Mr. Foster taking first place. Congratulations and thanks to everyone for a fun event. Members of the League of Extraordinary Falcons and NHS should see Mrs. Carey immediately to sign up to pass the Money Bowl at lunch for the Blue Star Mothers donations. The Falcon Quick Stop will be closed today through the end of the week. We will reopen Monday. Thank you for your patronage. And if you ordered a Falcon Fury t-shirt, they are now in. Please pick it up from Mrs. Amor. Don't forget about the 2 contests we have for Teen Read Week in the Media Center. Enter our Read Post contest and the Destiny Review contest for prizes to be given away on Friday. Are you interested in basketball, or do you like a good competition? A 3-on-3 basketball tourney is being held at North Liberty Elementary School on Saturday, October 26th. Sign up by this Saturday for a reduced price. For more details, pick up a brochure in the office or see Bryce Lemmert. The League of Extraordinary Falcons and NJHS are teaming up with the Blue Star Mothers of St. Joseph County to collect items for care packages that will be sent to our troops this coming holiday season. Check out the list posted around the school. When you are out and about with your family, see if you might be able to pick up some of these items to help make the holidays a little brighter for the men and women serving our country. Donations are to be dropped off outside the office in the big white boxes. Let's show the troops just how much the Falcons care about them and what they sacrifice. The John Glenn Boys Cross Country team advanced to the regional meet to be held this Saturday at 10 a.m. at Oxbow Park. The team had a strong third place finish behind Riley and Penn. The Falcons were led by fourth place finish by Luke Runyon and the eighth place finish by Joe Mayhank. Nick Mendenhall placed 20th and was followed by Nathan Palmer, Carson England, Lucas Minnick, and Ryan Kowicki. On the girls' side, Zoe Haying ran a great race to advance the regional as an individual. Great job to all. For lunch today, cheese pizza or calzone, a veggie patch, green beans, grapes, and Teddy Grahams. Happy birthday to Jared Fansler. Well, these are the end of the announcements, and thank you for tuning in for this morning's first official version of the Falcon Front. This is Drew North signing off, and go Falcons!